Log Talk Radio.
You.
Ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, I got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into
The Attic.
The Attic. Say that last the attic. I'm trying to be like thuggish, like, yo, if you don't listen to The Attic, I'm gonna come and get you, man. that was the point trying to come across there. But good evening, podcast audience. This is
good evening,
co-producer.
Hello.
On Blog Talk Radio, Hodge the Hodge podcast. And tonight, again, I've got a full switchboard with me tonight. All the cast is here. but tonight, again, I got to tell you, we're going to do some Black History Month podcast sometime in February. But I got to tell you, and I really do mean this, I don't get caught up in no Black History Month. Every day is Black History Month to me. And I hope the cast, you know, we kind of feel like that. So, again, every day we live life, man, and I'm not going to set no 28 days aside for Black History Month, because if I set 28 days aside, that means I voluntarily give up the rest, and I'm not going to do that. So, again, yeah, during the month of February, we'll have some Black History conversation, but guess what? This whole podcast is Black History. Everything we talk about out here is about Black history. So I'm sorry I had to get on that little soapbox, because I don't want nobody calling me, why he not doing nothing for Black history? Well, we doing it every day, every week, right here on The Attic. How we doing tonight, Cass?
Well, we good. A little bit chilly down here, but we okay.
Yeah, everybody's good. Where's my baby brother at? You here?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
I thought you was out terrorizing somebody, man. But anyway.
Oh, no. You heard me? I had you.
No, I didn't hear you.
I'm doing a fish and crackers. Oh, okay. I didn't get a chance to eat. Girl, get your
okay.
ass out of
that crackers. Okay, so, all right, here we go with that shit again. All right. But listen, man. Before I check in with you, baby, bro, we got to check in on this president real quick. We got to just stop by and pay some attention to this shit, America. Can't you? I'm sorry, man. I mean, if we was at like a live radio, for what I want to say, all you hear is, can't you beep? Can't you got beep? Because let me tell you something. This is some bullshit. But now you got to understand, I recognize it's some bullshit. But they pulled the bullshit off legally. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? They were all full of shit. But the rules of the game were, here's the rules of the game. We going to vote. And however the hell the vote ends up, that's what we're going to do. So with that respect, I'm saying they played legally. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, ain't nobody. I ain't got no kind of love back on that, man. I mean, don't.
No,
me,
no.
I'm just aggravated. But yeah.
You know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna surprise.
But what?
Yeah.
But
I mean,
once again,
didn't McConnell tell us from the beginning that what he was gonna do?
That's what he said. Right from the door. He said, this is not going to be bipartisan. Nah, y'all going to get off my president back. And let me tell you something. But you know what, though? See, I'm going to be skipping around a little bit because he got me really, really vexed right now. But what gets me is he gets to use this as a springboard. And even though he beat these charges, America... All we got to do now is just not elect that ass again. I ain't buying that bullshit. Like I said, yeah, he kind of Teflon right now. Ain't nothing sticking to his ass, you know. So I give him that. But again, we can have the last word in this shit, man. And like Messenger said, he got a small. Watch this. He got a little gang going up against the army. But the gang got the army fooled that they're stronger than they are. You see, he don't have the numbers, but he got, watch this, he got them die hard motherfuckers with him, man. He got his whole camp. They understand one thing: if you down, you down. Just like some old goddamn Crip and Blood shit, you know. Once you in, ain't no getting out, and they like being in.
You know,
I commend Romney, I mean, for what he did, because he's going to take a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, he might get his ass
whooped
by accident.
He's
going to
take a lot of heat for what he did.
Yeah. But he had balls.
Hold on.
He had balls.
Only because you only
He
because
really
you
did. He really
Romney.
Did. And I commend him for that.
But listen to him for a minute.
The president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
Republican Mitt Romney just ripped Trump to shreds. As he announces he will vote to remove the president from office.
So the verdict is ours to render under our Constitution. The people will judge us for how well and faithfully we fulfill our duty. The great question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did. The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival. The president withheld vital military funds from that government to press it to do so. The president delayed funds for an American ally at war with Russian invaders. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
See, now, that's what Mitt had to say about him. Now, and don't get me wrong. Everybody who listens to The Addict know there is no pro-Trump going on here. So most of what I'm going to give you is going to support our position. But Mitt Romney, again, he took a big chance stepping out there speaking his mind. But I'll tell you what, though, because Donald Trump is who Donald Trump is, I bet you that motherfucker gonna pay for that, man. I'm sorry, man. Mitt, I love you because you stood up like a real man. But all I would say is, man, you know, keep your tough skin on, man, because Donald Trump getting ready to come at that ass, yo.
But I think in the end, he's going to be on the right side of this in the end.
Who is?
When it's all said and done. Romney.
Mitt.
When it's all said and done.
Okay. Because
see, that'll help him again, because if he runs against him, then you got people on our side that might, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he's not due to run again until another 4 years. Romney, talking about.
What is that?
So he's not due to run. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think he's due to run again until another 4 years.
No,
he
but
lost Obama.
That's if he's running for Congress, yes.
He's not due to run again for another 4 years.
I'm talking about president. He might take another shot. Right now, there's nobody running against
him. Somebody got to come from the Republican side. Well, I said, that man got everybody just scared to even challenge him, man. I mean, there has been some little pitter patter in the background, but I mean, he just got Joker's Trump, man.
Well, I mean, he had people scared that were retiring. They weren't even running again. And they didn't even speak up. Well, that one guy, Lamar, you said it was wrong, and you weren't even running again. You were retiring after this. So I don't even see what your fear was about.
Well,
you got to go back home.
But here's my thing. But now let me ask you this, though.
Yeah, well, tell me, what was the fear? What was the fear?
The fear.
Because you weren't running again.
Right. He's not running again. But if Trump is the president, any kind of business aspect that he's trying to do, he ain't going, because, you know, he ain't going to be able to get it. He can't get
Absolutely.
Into no major companies because, for one, you went against Trump and Trump helping them out, so they got Trump back. So you're a traitor. So
but
this
from
is
my
what
understanding, financially,
is.
You're pretty well situated. So it's not like you hurting for anything.
Yo, but no,
but,
so you got
to
understand.
You never got
no. Yeah,
you
we don't watch this. From where we live, from where we live and where we see, you would think now, and again, if somebody, if I just came and said, here's 10 mil, man, who would not be financially situated who's on this call right now? Because I'd be situated like a mug. But these cats, 10 mil, don't really make them want to make real, real bad, hard decisions. 10 mil ain't making a break. Don't get me wrong. 10 mil is always $10 million, but it don't have the same to them. So when we say financially situated, Nancy Pelosi, probably a million, you know, 100 millionaire, but she ain't financially situated. They just get money and money and money. And when I say they, I just mean people who acquire a lot of money. I don't care if you black, white, green, or brown. Once you start the acquisition of dollars in value, you never get to the point where you say, you know what, just drop the mic, I'm done. I'm going to spend this. You know, I done gave all the kids everything they have, and I'm going to spend this last $100 million. Nope, you always trying to make more. But anyway.
I guess what I mean by that is he's not hurting, just like Romney wasn't hurting. And even though that this was going to be something that he was going to get some backlash from, he voted his conscience. You know, he did what, you know, he had
you know
to
what?
Do in order for him to be able to sleep at night.
No, I don't think that's what it was. I'm sorry. I now, again, because everybody
well, at least that's what he said. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. But I think, again, that was a political move. I'm not scared to go. You're right, bro, baby boy. I'm not scared to go up against Trump. I think
right,
that had
right.
a little more to do with it than what he did. But I will say this, regardless of why he did it, I'm glad he did it. But I don't think that was all about some spirit touched him, because he professed to be a minister.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, I just don't believe that.
I'll tell you
I
why
believe
not.
That there was a political advantage hope to gain here. I mean, and again, that's the political world they live in.
Why, you think he has aspirations of running for presidency one day?
He got aspirations of doing something that's going to require people to understand he's not afraid of Donald Trump. I'll put it like
no,
that.
No.
Okay.
Running for president. He lost out with Obama. Okay, he waited and bided his time. So now, by going against Trump, because remember, nobody in the Republican Party is running against Trump.
Well,
by him doing this, and let's say the Democrats, you really ain't got no strong candidate there. So if Romney throw his hat in the race on the Republican side, you'll vote. This will probably be the first time, well, not the first time, but you'll vote for Romney, just to get Trump up out of there. You figure Romney is better than having Trump there.
No, but you see, but again, you forgetting something, man, all right? And what you forgetting is Romney got to beat Trump out for the bid. Both of them ain't going to be on the ballot. Republicans only backing one of them. So by the time it gets to the vote for one or the other, there's only one to vote.
He can run independent.
What you forget, too, is Romney got the Mormons behind him, and they're everywhere, I guarantee you. If you look out your door right now, look outside your window right now, and I guarantee you see somebody out there with a white shirt and a pair of pants walking down the street.
You stupid.
It could be
but
8,
you know
9
what?
O'clock at night, and I'd be looking around like, what are these people doing
hey,
about
they,
here? Don't they know it's dangerous? But nobody bothers.
They was with him when he went against Obama. That didn't help. But, you know, again, I was catching it on the news today, in the last, not today, last couple of days, but today when they said that the Senate voted, and in fact, hold on, let me give me one more minute, and let me entertain you.
Man, not too
in this article of impeachment, 47 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 53 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty. The Senate adjudges that respondent Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the second article of impeachment.
See, they came at him with two articles that they thought they had a lock on it. But, again, we can talk about this till the cows come home. You know, we can talk about this forever. But one thing history will always say, and that was Donald Trump was impeached and Donald Trump was acquitted. I stole that tagline from a news story.
I don't think the Democrats are through with him. I think they're coming back.
Oh,
they're
not there. Watch this. How my man said on Pulp Fiction. Nah, they not through with his ass by a long shot. Yeah, they not through with him yet. But the only difference now is, no matter what they come at him with, all he got to throw up is, here they come again. Never mind, even though they coming again, the first time they were correct, but the vote said you were acquitted. So, again, that milk is spilt. So
but
let's move on to whatever
here's
else is going to be.
Here's the difference. Just like they kept going up to Hillary with Benghazi, but they
exactly.
wasn't coming up with nothing. When they do that with him, they can continue this investigation with him. They're going to be coming up with stuff.
Yep.
Well,
sure
New York, and there's a couple of, again, I, from my understanding, that even though he's been acquitted of his impeachment, there are still charges pending against him. In fact, I heard they want to now watch it. See, this is that punk shit that the Democrats do that I just don't get, or maybe I don't understand the inner workings of how it goes. So I'll put that out there first. But now they want to subpoena Bolton and have him. Yo, motherfucker, this shit is over. Now you want to subpoena
Bolton. But in all fairness, they were going to do that initially, and Bolton threatened to sue them.
You know, but think about
New
this.
York and see, and that was going to take time and drag things out, and they wanted to speed this process up. So that's what they did. They were going to take him. They did subpoena him, and his lawyers threatened to sue him.
Let me put this out here
in
for
New
the
York,
podcast.
Don't forget the tax issue in New York. They got that
yeah,
running.
Oh, if he come to New York going to get that ass. I'm sorry. That's the only state that I think really is set to do something to him. But let me say this to you for a minute, OG. Just imagine defendant number one is selling crack. Defendant number two knows he's selling crack, and the FBI knows that defendant number two knows defendant number one is selling crack. So defendant number one gets busted, and under no circumstance can defendant number two testify against him. I mean, I don't even begin to understand how the hell you talk about the commission of a crime and you going to decide if people get to testify or not. That's just the silliest shit I've heard in a very long time. And then you get...
That's why I never understood why they didn't do obstruction. Because that's what he did. And the question becomes, what did he have to hide?
I thought they did. I thought that was Article 2.
But
obstruction.
It wasn't strong enough.
It was obstruction of Congress.
Yeah.
It was obstruction
should be,
of Congress.
It should have been of justice.
But you know what? It didn't matter what they brought against him.
That's correct.
True.
That's correct.
I mean, again, because I'm sure when all those brains got together, they got together and said, listen, we know, we know this man is assing up hand over foot, but let's sit down and see what it is that we can definitely get him on. And this came up the clearest. And based on, and I'm sorry, when you got the Ukrainian ambassadors saying it was quid pro quo, when you have everybody testifying to that, and you still can't. And again, I don't say, I never said remove him, because you get impeached don't mean you get removed. But I never said remove him, because he cheated, but he won. So I don't care. I respect the game. But you mean to tell me you can't agree that he straight tried to bogart those folks?
I have a question to ask you.
Into
you're sitting down playing
investigating
poker.
Biden's?
You sitting down playing poker. You lose $500. At the end of the game, you find out the guy who won all the money cheated. You going to go along with it? I'm just answering questions.
Where am I playing
you
poker?
You respect the game. You don't respect the game if the man cheated.
Cause right,
that kind of sound like the beginning of life when Eddie Murphy was playing cards and that guy cheated.
You know
cheated.
What I'm saying?
No, but I gotta go along with him on that. Yeah, respect the game, but you cheated, and we found out you cheated. And not only did you cheat, you doing some other stuff. Yes, you gotta go. And
no, but here's the thing, though.
Kick him out.
Here's the thing: they don't care. They don't care.
But even if you go, your vice president was just as guilty. Or like Solomon said, they were all in the loop. All of them
I don't care. You know what? Hold on. Just give me a minute here. Let me make my little Black history statement for today. It's kind of like back in the day when a white man was accused of killing a black man. He go on trial. You got an all-white jury. You go through all that, you know what I'm saying, that whole trial just to turn around, and they find him not guilty. Even though they know he guilty, they don't care. Black History Month.
Well, we know they don't care, but just because they don't care, and as co-producer said already, they are the minority. They're not the majority. So
I know, but as
they
said,
don't
hold on,
care,
I gotta make another
we've
got
to do what we got to do to make sure, because we care, it means something.
Yeah, well, I'm saying you got to vote them out. But where certain...
The Constitution was set up where we impeach them out. Now, we got to change the rules because it's him. That we might have to go about. No, because if they come back at him with something else, the same way this time Mitt Romney got on the boat, somebody else might go out and get on the boat. But you keep coming at him. Don't. I'm going to sit back and fold my hands and boot him out.
Watch this. But no,
he
no,
already
no.
did wrong.
But see, that's because you got a do-nothing Congress there with the Republicans. That's the only way you're going to be able to get him out. I understand what you're saying, but the only you got to get rid of that Republican. You got to take control of the Congress, or you got to vote that president out.
Okay, so what we do? Just sit back and wait to November. What happens?
No,
in November?
That's what they pretty much tell you. What happens in November?
That's the main avenue.
What happens then when they find out that it was all rigged and he president again, just like he did before? We going to wait until another November?
No, it's like I said way back in the day. That's when you could just put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah.
Well,
Watch this. 4 more years, he going to be secure in the fact of knowing I'm going to do whatever the flip I want to do. Even if you don't like it, because by the time you get to me, I would have served 2 terms. If
that's the danger,
I don't make it so that.
Well,
I
he's
can
secure. He's secure.
Ready.
I got news. He's secure right now.
Hello.
He feels
Hello.
That way right now. He feels
Hello.
That way right now.
Right now.
Yeah, but
right
you have November. Don't concede November. And it's what 9 months away. What do you concede November?
Nope.
You give it up.
No, hey,
no
but listen.
You're not giving, I'm saying he feels that way right now. That's why we have to get him out in November.
How he feels.
Because he feels that way now.
Well, let me ask you a question. Hold on. I got to get an intro in here. With Buttigieg, with Buttigieg, whatever that boy name is. Excuse
Colin
me.
Pete.
Whatever the,
Colin Pete.
What's his name? Say
Pete.
It again.
Pete.
Call him Mayor Pete.
Okay, that's, yeah, I don't want to disrespect his name like that. But Mayor Pete,
yeah.
He had a group going in Iowa. You think, let me ask, do you think? Now, that's just Iowa, but Iowa's a springboard. Joe Biden was number four.
It was
Mayor Pete. I think it was
Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. Biden.
Yeah.
So what you think?
Well,
you think Mayor Pete could do something?
Well, think now.
Wait till Tuesday. See what he does in New Hampshire. That's his neighbor.
Iowa
is next
Iowa
door.
Iowa got six black people in it.
And five of them are in prison.
So are we really looking at that as a swing state once again? Just because they say it's a swing state, that's our problem. We just listen to what people say and follow along with everything.
No. I'm simply saying that the Iowa caucus kicked shit off. That ain't what
After this pass, after this week, it won't be doing it no more.
I won't be doing it anymore.
Nobody believes those numbers.
They voted on Monday and still ain't got the total yet. It's a wrap for Iowa after this.
But watch this. If that don't give you some kind of an indication into what the hell this nation gonna be up for when everybody vote. Come on, man. Watch this. They said, I'm gonna give you little doses of it now. So when that shit happens in the national election, y'all don't be acting all surprised and shit. Yeah, don't
that's
be acting
why
all
we,
surprised.
That's, oh, it's gonna
that's
be a mess.
Why we can't
it's
wait
gonna
to
be a mess.
Let me get this straight. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong, so I don't think you have to correct me. Iowa, that what they're doing, they're pretty much choosing for, I guess, the Democrats who they think should be the front runner to run for president.
They're doing delegates. They're doing the caucus. They're doing delegates.
Yeah, they try
the
to
caucus.
Determine of all those people who they're going to vote for, who they're going to get the electoral vote for.
Right.
That's
who should be the front runner?
So that, electoral. That pretty much sets the stage for that person if they win that as far as getting the Democratic nomination.
Going through history, they say whoever starts off and get Iowa ends up being it, but that don't make it necessarily so. It's happened numerous times, but that don't make it necessarily so.
Come back and talk to me Wednesday after the primary, but
they're saying that they really shouldn't even be going by Iowa because that's not a true representation of the Democratic Party. Because that's 91% white. It's not even really a true representation of the Democratic Party.
But again, that's how the system is set up right now. I mean, everybody knows that. When you say Iowa, you don't think of I don't care if y'all say I'm stereotyping. When you say Iowa, you don't think of basketball and fried chicken. Do you? There's nothing about Iowa that makes me think there's some black activity going on. Now, naturally, there is. I've been through Iowa. In fact, I had an excellent vacation in Iowa. But when I hear Iowa, there's nothing about Iowa that tells me that's reflective of this multicultural nation we live in.
Of course it doesn't.
That's why they feel like it needs to be changed. It doesn't need to. That's why they don't feel like that shouldn't be where that starts off at in Iowa. They feel like it should be changed.
Well, it should be, but it's not going to be because Iowa get that's protection.
I think they are going to change it, especially since this fiasco this week. I think they are going to change it.
Watch this. This too shall pass. Was the Iowa fiasco bigger than that shit that happened down in Florida? I don't think so, and they damn sure ain't changed.
These candidates, they were pretty pissed off because they did some serious campaigning down there, and for them to still not really know at this point who is the front runner officially, and this stuff is still slow coming in. Their people are pissed. Like Warren and Sanders and Pete, Mayor Pete, they're pissed off because this was supposed to be Mayor Pete's shining moment, and he didn't get it
because all that information was slow coming in. Yeah, but the last we heard, they had 70. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's some antiquated type shit, but they had 75% of the votes in. They were only waiting for 25, the additional 25%. And from last I heard,
3 days later. What, 3 days later?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the lead that Mayor Pete had, even if that 25% came in sprinkled over, that he was still the front runner coming out of Iowa. Does anybody hear anything different?
But this is 3 days later. They're saying he got robbed of his moment. This is 3 days later. Like, they live for that Iowa caucus. They live for that.
All I'm saying is, I happen to catch his victory party on CNN. And if they call that getting robbed, then godly,
but
I want to see the party.
Everybody had one. Elizabeth
no.
had one.
Yeah,
all
but no,
of them
I get
had
what
that
you're saying.
Victory speech.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All
yeah.
of them did it. So you can't
yeah.
just say that it was just him. All of them did it because nobody knew who won.
Mayor Pete won.
You know what I mean?
But I get what you're saying, though. I really do.
But I mean, on that night, all of them did it. All of them said they won on that night.
Well,
because they didn't know really who won officially.
Well, you know what?
It was a debacle.
Ain't nothing gonna
it was
get
a
changed.
Mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. And again,
it was
that's
a mess. And the Republicans,
national...
they loved it. The Republicans loved it. They ate it up. They loved it.
Oh, they're gonna talk about Iowa for the next 6 months.
Yeah, they loved that. They loved that it was a debacle. That's all they kept saying. It was a fiasco, and they just loved it.
Well,
so
it wasn't that bad now. I mean,
right?
Now, once again,
no.
Listen, shit happens, y'all. And again,
yeah, they were saying Trump won. They said Trump won.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how
but
bad
shit
to
happened.
Him they said it was.
And the Republicans,
Trump won.
That's what they're supposed to do, put their spin on everything. But again, all I know is this right here. I don't know how they let this guy walk on that impeachment. That much I'm certain of. And did you happen to catch the State of the Union address?
Oh, my word. Oh,
you know, we
got to
talk about that. But you got to understand something, though. But first of all, we're going to talk about that goddamn medal, man. And just for my radio audience, for those of you that go to church a lot of shit, just know, co-producer says, goddamn medal. I mean, I don't want to offend nobody. So let's talk about that goddamn medal. All right? The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded by the President of the United States, okay, for meritorious contributions to security of national interest of the United States, to world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. So that was some bullshit on the national level from my eyes, giving that shit to Russ, racist ass, but that's what the fuck he felt. Who argues with that? Now, there was a lot of people deserving of that.
That was pretty much for his. That
he was the least among, and he was the least among them that should have gotten it.
That was
the Union was for his base. It was all for his base. It was like a game show. He was just giving away shit.
And watch this. He know my base is small. But every chance I get to give them motherfuckers some of that shit that I give them, I'm going to give it to them. Whether it's a rally where you can walk down the street and switch your guns, or whether you see me bring Rush Limbaugh, racist ass, up on stage and give him a Medal of Freedom. But again, that's just the president flexing who the fuck the president is. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do.
You brought the Tuskegee Airmen in there, had the military. I'm like, oh, this guy is really going for it tonight, isn't he?
Yeah,
like,
man,
wow.
It was a game show. Yeah, but hold on, man.
Show.
I think the best thing to come out of there was Pelosi tearing up the speech.
Well, wasn't that hilarious?
We're going to get to Pelosi in a minute.
No, that was profound. That was funny. That was profound.
We're
going to
talk about Pelosi in a minute. But right now, I want to talk about Russ' racist ass, man. I'm sorry right now.
But
right
do you
now,
remember what he used to do on his radio show?
What?
Talk that racist shit.
Oh, watch this. Here you go. Let me make this a little bit bigger here. I got some Russ Limbaugh all-time racist quotes. Now, this is some shit that the man who just received the Medal of Freedom says regularly on the air. He said, have you ever noticed how all composite pictures of wanted criminals resemble Jesse Jackson? Or how about this? Look, let me put it to you this way. The NFL all too often looks like a game between the Bloods and the Crips without any weapons. There, I said it. The NAACP should have riot rehearsals. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies, man. The black population, it's only 12%. Who the hell cares? I mean, this shit go on and on.
It's a bunch of
forever.
Stuff.
I mean, that's how he made his living, promoting his racist point of view. And again, First Amendment rights say he got every right to do so. But as a nation, I don't see us holding up a banner for that.
Is he the one who said Michelle Obama looks like a monkey? Was that him who said that?
Yes.
I thought that was him.
Yeah,
that wasn't for the nation. That was for that however many percent that's behind Donald Trump. That was for them.
Exactly. And again, that's why I said his base, he is always going to give them something. And that something keeps them all riled up. And again, most of his base, it's been proven that most of his base that we see at his rallies are not his base, but they're just hired actors, man. So
A lot of that hired actors.
And his base they don't have that much muscle. That's all I'm trying to get people to understand. But
he got the bikers behind him, so there you go.
But he plays us too, because that single parent that he brought on there with her daughter from Philly, and you gave her that scholarship or whatever. Don't get me wrong, that was a beautiful thing. But you have to watch what he does and not what he says, because he plays a lot of games with us too. That was the play of the black vote. That was to appeal to the black people to show I'm not racist.
I talked to some of my people in the military. Now watch this. They ain't Trump supporters, but that pay raise he gave them don't make them Trump haters. I talked to so many people. Say, yo, son, he gave us one of our biggest pay raises, man. How am I hate that? This is about dollars and cents. This is about money. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
And those are the things that he does. See, he knows what to do. He knows what to do.
Well,
he knows exactly what to do.
You ain't got to love me, but I'm going to give you a tax break. And people go, you know what?
That commercial he ran during Super Bowl where the lady that he got out.
Wait a minute. When the fuck has anybody seen the president run ass during the Super Bowl? Now, let me tell you something. I'm sorry. That was boss, man. That was a boss fucking move, man.
Well, that was a big hit. That was a big hit for him. By him doing that, he nailed it. Oh, trust me, I'm not. It was genius. It was genius that he did that, because they said that made such an impression for him by him doing that.
He has to get the black vote now too. So of course, by him doing that, you're gonna have some black
people
to be like, you know what?
He scored big points with black voters by doing that, running that ad.
Let me tell you something. If you're a black voter and you made your mind up, because the president did a Super Bowl commercial, then you need to vote for him. You know what I'm saying?
They said that ad with him helping that black woman get out.
Yeah.
They said that scored a lot of points with African Americans by
boss.
Him doing that.
I just thought it was boss that he got airtime during the Super Bowl. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck what he said.
The fact of what he did for that black woman by getting her off. He played up to the black voter. He knew what to do. He was giving away prizes.
What we don't understand is he let that, with the help of when that girl brought that to his attention, what he let that one out, but then in the backhand, he's made it harder for any other black ones to get out.
Exactly,
and
Ronnie, and that's what I'm
in.
Saying. He did one good thing, but he's doing 20 other bad things, and that's what people are losing sight of. He played people.
He's
playing the black voter. He's playing, and they don't even see that. They look at that one thing, not realize he's doing 20 other bad things.
You know, you're making the black voter look like a schmuck.
Exactly. Right.
Well,
exactly. Exactly.
What I'm saying, let me say this real quick. What I'm saying is, just because, once again, it's out in the news that it's doing that for black people, don't make it so. They tell us every day, they put something on TV, and we just automatically think that
it's
that's
for
the case.
For it.
And this
that's
is right.
It.
And this,
yep.
this is what the Democrats Party problem has been. We keep falling for any and everything. And we've got to stop that. I think
it's like he lied about that pre-existing condition, and right now he's being the government is being sued because they're trying to take away pre-existing conditions. But he lied during that State of the Union and said that he supports it, and he doesn't. It was a bold-faced lie. But whoever listened to that and don't fact check it, you'll believe him. But it's a lie. So it's like, don't believe what he says. You got to watch what he does. But it was a
I think everybody who know our president know that anything you hear him say on a newscast, you can take maybe just a real, real small bit of it and hope it's true.
His approval his approval rating went up after that State of the Union.
Yeah, it did.
People.
Yeah, but wait a minute now. Let's keep in focus now. When we say his approval rating, it did go up. Don't get me wrong, but he's still under 50%. So when we say it went up,
he's up. 49.
And I know
he's at 49% right now. 49%.
But he was at 47. He gained 2% on that. I get it.
But the fact that it went up because people bought into that. It's crazy. They bought into all of them lies.
Well, let me say this to you, okay? I have to say, if the American voter goes to the poll, because again, I on the inside of me, I'm rather certain that the Electoral College ain't going to do that dumb shit they did last time. I'm sorry, I believe that. I know because they did it once, they have the propensity to do it again, but I don't think so. And I don't think that president, our current president, is going to get enough votes to go back in. In fact, I personally don't think it's going to be real close. I don't. So everybody, again, we start the voter campaign, and you get your ass out and vote. Because right now, but you know, I'm sorry, I got to change subjects. And I guess when you're the co-producer of the podcast, you can kind of do that. But what the hell could Donald Trump have on all these motherfuckers, man, to make them not want to fuck with him, man? I mean, really, what kind of juice card could he have?
Getting reelected. That's what he got on them.
No,
they're afraid of being primary.
I was in office before you got here. I know I want to stay.
I just think everybody's getting paid. I just think everybody got their hand in the till, and they all getting paid. That's what I think.
That too,
yep,
but
I
if
just,
you're
I
getting
just think
paid,
Russia, I think Russia got it to where everybody's getting paid like that. Yep, everybody making money,
and they
money.
Don't
want to
lose
they,
that,
and they don't want it to stop.
So they go along with Donald Trump because they don't want to get primary. You know, somebody else running against them that he's going to back, then they'll be losing that job.
A good portion of them are getting paid, but the reason why all of them don't want to mess with him is because Trump has an endless flow of money going into the RNC. And if he ain't on your side, your money ain't going to be long enough to deal with that. And so they got to go with him. Now, a good portion of them are getting paid, not every single one, but because of all the money and stuff they got, that's why they don't want to be primary. Because anybody that primary him, that Trump sent out the primary, is going with the force and the money of the RNC. And that's what they don't want to mess with.
No, I got my theory about what's happening. I do. I got my theory about why they do that. I think one day when Trump was in the White House, he was cleaning out the drawers, and he stumbled upon this ledger. And in this ledger, they had all their names and the payout amount. And he let them know, if y'all don't do exactly what I want done, man, I'm going public with the ledger, man.
That's what Putin got on him. Putin got something on him like that. Putin got a video or something on him.
Nah, you know what? Putin ain't got nothing on Donald Trump except for a handshake that I'm going to pay you back for all the shit that you did for me. Because Donald Trump don't give a fuck. I don't think back in the day, if you surfaced some videos or him and some animals, I don't think that mattered to that man at that time. And it don't matter now. I think that his loyalty to Putin, I know we're veering down a different road, is just because when he was broke and the United States wouldn't lend his ass any money, Russia was kicking him dollars, man. And he the kind of motherfucker that I'm going to pay you back for what you did for me. Or I'm going to pay you back for what you tried to do to me. But that's just how he put together. Again, I don't think they got no dirt on him. I think that after a couple $100 million being loaned, I don't think he think it's unreasonable when Putin say, look, hold back that aid. I mean, give me about like 30 days or some shit, you know? About 30 days, I'm going to be in a position where even if you give them the money, I'm good. I don't think, now again, we're just speculating, conspiracy type shit. I don't think if he was presented with that opportunity, I don't think he would be like, okay, cool. I don't think so.
You're closer to the truth.
About loyalty, and there is no accountant that's probably good enough to trace all the Russian dollars that they done funneled to him, so that he can maintain his front that he got all this money. And his ego says, I'm in debt to you forever. And that's where it is. Because I believe that when he loses the election, he going to get on a secret train and they're going to let him leave in the White House, going to rush his ass to an airport. He going to land in Russia somewhere and he going to be happy. I do. I believe that that's how our 45th president is going to disappear. Because I don't think. But see, watch this. As they say in Spanish, his huevo is so grande that he might just stay here to walk around and still want to do press conferences. But if he was smart, yes, I think he would take Putin up on his offer to let him be a Russian citizen for the rest of his days, man. And you can build.
Nobody ever said this was smart.
You know, but I'm saying, if Putin tell him, look, you can build all the Trump hotels you want in Russia, anywhere you want. I think he'll take it, man. Because if not, jail is definitely in his future, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, folks, I wanted to talk Black history with you tonight. But we kind of, again, we did talk Black history because, we're going to have some history to tell if this man went again. Okay, it's going to be some living Black history that we don't really want to tell. But you know, as I do close out, and again, and I'm still solid on the fact that every day is Black History Month on this podcast. But I'm looking at the words to the Black National Anthem. And I don't know, but when we sing that hook, sing a song full of the hope that the dark past has taught us, sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us, facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Again, I think that's powerful. I think it's a beautiful song. And again, as I look at all the stanzas in the song, nowhere in this beautiful piece of music do I see death or kicking any group or race of people out of anywhere. I don't see glorifying death. I just see a beautiful melody. And when we sing a song full of hope or the faith, let's start singing a song full on our ability. When we start singing on faith, again, we slip back into that what somebody else has taught you to have faith or believe in. So when we go through this Black History Month, well, excuse me, I keep saying that out of force of habit. As we go from day to day, understand every day is a day of somebody's story. Most of the stories that really concern our past is not a real story. It's his story. And his story, trust me, has been watered down to people of color for fear that if you really, really, really understood your past, if you really understood your past, that there is no way that you could stop trying to be just as glorious in your present. That's my little Black History thing. I had to get that off my chest. Anybody else got something they want to say about Black History?
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
Talk to me, OG.
You almost had me getting your front.
You see, here's the deal. Until us as a people realize we have the power and we can use that power, there's never going to be any change. Never.
Right.
As Don Corleone once said, he never wanted Michael to be in that business. He wanted Michael to be what? The puppet master. He wanted him to be the one that holds the strings. And being a congressman or a senator, well, actually a senator, that's what you are, a puppet master. As long as you can get a certain amount of people behind you, you can go do whatever you want to do. Every now and then you just open up an old folks home or a shopping center and they think you did good. It's all about being a magician, fooling the people, and letting them think you're doing something good when in fact you ain't.
Well, now I have
the revolution going
to
start?
What
time that revolution going to start?
We're trying to get TV cameras and CNN and satellite footage, so I'm going to have to get back to you on the start time for that. Hey, but listen, this is co-producer from the podcast, The Attic. I thank you for hanging out with us this Wednesday night and all throughout the history of this podcast. Again, Black history will be present every podcast. That is the nature of what it is we try to do here. So, take your black ass somewhere. Take your black ass to where they now, cool out, relax, and let's get ready for work tomorrow. Hey, good night, Cass.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.